This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long running things behind the scenes. Want to tell everybody, keep your dial tuned into the Big 870 WWL. We'll give you all the weather updates as it happens, and we'll give it to you on the top hour news. And then starting at 6:30 and 7:30, we'll give you interruptions of Sports Talk to tell you about the weather events that is going to affect our area. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text line, the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave on our Tulane Tuesday, Coach John Summerall. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Mike, I appreciate y'all having me on, man. Hope all is well.
Coach, I'm reading between the lines with you because I kind of heard your last press conference after the spring. I think you please. Well, no coaches please. I got them in my family. They, you know, you could give them the Pro Bowl team. They wouldn't be pleased. But that's the nature of the business. But I think you like what you have on the defensive side, the football. And I think you sort of expressed that. I think the concerns for you are much more on the offensive side. Would I be reading that correctly?
Yeah, I think you're spot on. Me, you know, very different than a year ago this time. A year ago this time, we added five defensive starters in the transfer portal in May and June, where this year I feel like we're much closer to being whole defensively as we went through spring practice. We went through spring practice, and I felt like defensively we have the pieces to maybe be more prepared to play the high level right now going into the season than we did a year ago. Now, there's still plenty of days in spring practice where the offense got the better end of the day. I mean, there was really going into the spring game, the offense played a lot better than the defense for about 3 or 4 days, and the defense rose up on the spring game day. But our offense got a little ways to go. I think, you know, we lost a lot of production in regards to offensive skill players. I mean, we lost, you know, our starting running back and our number one pass catching tight end and all three receivers to graduation. And so a lot less knowns on the offensive side of the football right now, which, you know, there's some growing pains there, but I think we're heading the right direction on that side as well. We just got a little bit more work to do, I feel like.
Coach, what are the players? And because of a court ruling, Diego Pave, the Vanderbilt quarterback, went to court with this to get an extra year. Mo Westmoreland, who had been at junior college and then at UTEP, also got an extra year out of this. A little bit about Mo and what he could bring to the table, because I really believe he had a shot, had he come out, that he would have been a late-round pick. But understanding that, he decides he's going to get another year of college in and try to raise his draft stock. And I don't put a big stock in, okay, if you're 23 or 24, you overage. What? I know one thing. I was a lot more mature at 24, 25 than I was at 20, 21, and more stable in life. A little bit about Mo and what he could bring to the table defensively.
Yeah, Mo's got real twitch and explosive movements from a pass rush standpoint. You know, he jumps out on film. The early part of our off-season workouts, his ability was very transparent, very obvious, and had a lot of production. You know, like you said, as a junior college player, was an All-American and had a lot of production at UTEP. And then when he had the extra year that was awarded through the junior college ruling, he was a very sought-after guy in the portal. I mean, he had he tripped. He took official visits to Tulane and two Big Ten programs that both played in bowl games last year. And we were able to come out on the right side of that recruiting battle. Mo's got a lot of ability. You know, he was getting his feet settled in within the offense. I'm sorry, the defenses this spring. He's kind of finding his bearings in regards to what we're asking him to do. But you know, he had a lot of sack production, a lot of TFL production at UTEP. And, you know, from the edge rush position, to be able to have a guy that can create some negative plays for the offense is a huge bonus for us. We didn't really have that at times last year. And so I think Mo's in a good spot. He's going to add a lot of value to our defense. I think he's going to grow with what we're asking him to do and put him in positions to be successful.
Coach, at the quarterback position, either you got one or you're looking for one. There is no gray area there. It's either you have it or you don't have it. And I think you're still searching for the right guy here to run your offense. The question would be, is he on your roster today? Someone you think could run your offense effectively? And with losing so many pieces, say, as you brought out, at wide receiver, at tight end, and Mekhi Hughes at running back, that's a big set of moccasins for a quarterback to step into.
Yeah, it's big shoes to fill. You know, obviously, a year ago this time, if you'd asked me, our ranking at quarterback, Darian Mitsu, ended up being our starter, was the third guy I would have mentioned to you. And so I think that history doesn't always repeat itself, but I do think – a lot of times the best indicator for future success is sometimes past success. And so we went through a full-on quarterback battle last year. And to be honest with you, the guy that had kind of been third in that pecking order through the summer was Darian and won the job. And so we're going to let this thing play out. You know, nobody put themselves in a position that went through spring to win the job outright at this point. Nobody put themselves out of contention to win the job either. And so everybody that's in that room's got a shot of being the guy. The two top guys that took the majority of the reps that went through spring was Donovan Leary and Caden Semenza. You know, Donovan hasn't played a ton of snaps in college. He's got a big-time arm. His brother, Devin, played at NC State and at Kentucky. He was on the practice squad last year with the Baltimore Ravens. He's got real arm talent. You can see him make the throws, and the ball jumps out of his hand. And he's just got to get more comfortable with how we're doing things from an operational standpoint offensively. And then Caden has played more. Caden played four games as a true freshman at Ball State. Mike New is his head coach. Mike used to be here with the Saints and at Tulane previously, and Mike's a good friend. And so Caden played four games as a true freshman in 2023, and then redshirted, started all year last year in 2024, and was the MAC Freshman Player of the Year last year. And so he's got a lot of experience. He's about a 5'11 and a half kid, good arm, runs it decent, and really operates at a high level. So those are the two guys that went to the spring. And we've recently added Brendan Sullivan to the mix. Brendan is just joining us now through this most recent transfer portal window. And Brendan's from Detroit, went to Northwestern out of high school, started some games there during his career, transferred to Iowa, started several games there last year at Iowa. And man, he's a fun addition. You know, he's about a 6'3", 215-pound guy, real competitive nature. And you watch his tape, the way
He's one of those quarterbacks that sometimes he plays like a linebacker. And, you know, I thought when we brought him in, I'm like, hey, man, you got to learn how to slide every now and then so you have more longevity. But there was a play, they played Missouri in their bowl game, and he started in that game at the goal line. He goes and tries to run a guy over after running around for a little while. And so he's got a little bit of a competitive edge, a competitive nature about him that I think is going to, you know, help our team. And so those are the three guys that are primary contention for the job today. You know, we'll go through our summer OTAs and start here in a couple weeks, and then we'll go through the training camp for a few couple weeks, and then we'll probably have an idea of which guy's going to go out first. And whoever it is, they're going to earn the job. You know, every guy's going to get an opportunity to show what they're made of, and somebody's going to earn it. And it's not going to be given to anybody. And the guy that, you know, takes care of the football, that leads at a high level and competes at a high level, is who will win that job. You know, oftentimes people say that, you know, the team may take on the personality of the coach. I think just as importantly, if not more importantly, to be a great team, you got to be player led, and who better to lead your team than a quarterback? So whoever wins that job, we need that person to step up, and their leadership and personality needs to be something we want the rest of our team to emulate.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Coach, know your tight ends coach a little bit, and know his dad even more. But he was excited when Ty Thompson decided that he would come back to Tulane and that you would put him at the tight end position. A little bit about his progress, because you can see athletically. For me, I mean, he looks like the perfect sort of build for that flex tight end, which we see so much not only in college football but in the NFL too. How was the progress in the spring for Ty Thompson?
Yeah, Ty did some really good things. He had a early to mid part of spring, he had a little bit of an injury that set him back, that kept him out. He'll be fine by the back end of the summer. He's still out right now. He had to have a little procedure done, but nothing that should keep him out for the year or anything. But up until the point where he had to be withheld, Ty had really flashed. You know, Ty is a big, athletic, strong dude, and he's a great competitor. He's a good teammate. And when we got to the end of the season, we got to the bowl game, you know, Ty went in the portal. We let him kind of explore what his quarterback options may be. And then after kind of exploring those options, he and I talked, and I said, look, we'd love to have you back if, and the if was, if you're comfortable fully committing to playing tight end. And that doesn't mean we may have a package for him to take some snaps from center, like a wildcat type package like he ran at times last year. But we felt like, you know, for our team and for his own development, that tight end would be the right next thing to do. And, you know, he really flashed before having to be held out. He's got natural ball skills and instinct catching the football. He's a better route runner than you may think naturally. Like I said, good speed, a smart guy. You know, you think about, he's played quarterback and he learns the system in this offense as a quarterback and mentally knew what to do. So if you can learn what you got to do at quarterback, well, you got to know what everybody's doing. And so he knows the tight end's doing. A lot of times on shifts and motions that may involve the tight end, he'd be looking at the quarterback like, all right, let's go. Like, get me going. And so, really, I think he's primed and ready to have a big impact on our team. And I'm excited. He's attacked this move with great urgency and great energy and great passion. And I really think the future's bright for him. And he's the kind of guy, you never know where this could go. I mean, he's got the physical traits that he could play past college if this move sort of works out, if you will.
Coach, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about Caleb Bransaw. Got drafted in the third round by the Jacksonville Jaguars with the 88th overall selection. You know, he followed you from Troy 2 years with you at Troy with 19 starts and then started all 12 games at Tulane. Didn't play in the Gasparilla Bowl. But getting drafted in the third round after an incredible combine showing. I know we talked with Gary Smith about this a couple of months back about, you know, the Tulane prospects that were going into the draft. And we expected Bransaw to get drafted. But going in the third round, I know you had to feel pretty proud about that.
Yeah, so proud of what Caleb's accomplished. You know, he's from Harvest, Alabama. He went to Sparkman High School, which is about 15, 20 minutes from where I grew up. So he and I are we're homeboys, man. And so I got to Troy, and he was on the roster there, and I knew about Caleb coming out of high school. And when he went to Troy, I thought, man, what a great fit for him. And we got there, and in 2022 for us, He played outside at corner, and then in 2023, I moved him inside to nickel, and we played him a little bit at practice at safety, but really, then we came here, and when I took the job here, and he ended up going to the portal after their bowl game, I mean, he had the whole SEC trying to get him, and he said, Coach, I'm going to come to Tulane. I know how y'all are going to coach me. I know how you're going to use me. I know how you're going to develop me. I know the plan. Like, I've seen y'all's plan to help me continue to get better. And so that was awesome to have him come here with us and do this with us. And he's incredibly talented. You know, obviously you don't run a 4.33 40 without being able to run or whatever he ran at the combine. I was fast. I know that. It's 4.3 something. And he's a good size guy, but man, the two things I'll say about Caleb, number one, he's got a great football IQ. This dude, he had to be overnight in the hospital about a year ago because he had like a throat infection that they needed to treat with some antibiotics. And I go visit him, and he's sitting there watching all the draftable DBs on his iPad from PFF, from Pro Football Focus. He's watching all their snaps and coverage. And he's studying the other good players. And then, you know, the Friday night, so he got drafted on a Friday, right? Well, the Friday before that, we were getting ready to play our spring game, and we had an alumni event from 5 to 7, and the event ends at about 7. I walk out of the office at about 7:30 probably, out behind our stadium. He's on the little mini field behind our facility doing footwork with a bunch of our youngsters, a bunch of our young DBs, working with them on how to do some of the drills we've taught him and he's worked on over the years. And a week later, he's doing that at 7 o'clock on a Friday night. And a week later, he gets drafted a Friday night. And so, you know, what Caleb has done in the dark when nobody's watching is why he's getting this opportunity, because he's a extremely hard worker, and I could not be more fired up for him. And really, all our guys. We had Michael Robinson get drafted, and several other guys sign free agent deals or getting a rookie mini camp tryouts, and so happy for all of them to be chasing their dream of playing professionally. But Caleb's got a bright future, I think. I know it was fun, that third round area. My phone started pinging from a lot of teams at about pick 80. And they're like, hey, if he's there at 88 or if he's here at 90-something, like, we're probably taking him. And I'm like, let's go. So I knew that it was about to get real for him in that third round, and so happy for his success.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Wish you the best of luck. No, it's never any downtime for you. But, you know, with the spring out the way, it's on. And at least you'll get a little bit of rest. I will say this about Caleb. I have watched the Jaguars secondary play.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a chance to play pretty quick in Jacksonville.
Yeah. I think he's good enough to play a lot of places. But yeah, I think they're ready for him to get to work, and you know he'll have a good career and a good start to his career there for sure.
Thanks so much, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all. Roll wave.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Coach John Summerall, the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.